USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. There are some in Congress who say Brett Kavanaugh's testimony this past week proves he doesn't have the temperament for the Supreme Court. Senator Lindsey Graham tells ABC's This Week those comments are nonsense.
I'm offended by the fact that anybody would hold it against Brett Kavanaugh to be upset by the way he was treated. Words were put in his mouth that he didn't say. He's accused of being a gang rapist, a bumbling, stumbling drunk, a degenerate person.
And White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders tells Fox News Sunday the White House is not going to micromanage the FBI's investigation, but it will have limits.
They're going to go and they're going to provide information, and the Senate's going to have to make a determination to either vote for Brett Kavanaugh or not. This can't become a fishing expedition like the Democrats would like to see it.
And President Trump told a rally in West Virginia the FBI can interview anyone they want. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
At a campaign rally in West Virginia, President Trump professed his love for North Korean leader Kim Jong-un following their summit.
I was really being tough, and so was he. And we would go back and forth, and then we fell in love. Okay? No, really. He wrote me beautiful letters, and they're great letters. We fell in love.
Before the summit, the leaders regularly traded threats and insults. Pope Francis is urging Catholics to pray the rosary every day in October. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with why.
The Vatican releasing a statement that says the devil, quote, aims to divide us, and that reciting the daily prayer would unite the faithful in communion and penance. The statement says Pope Francis is hoping the intercession of the saints will make the church, quote, more aware of its mistakes, errors, and abuses, so that evil may not prevail. The Pope has been under great pressure recently to address clergy abuse scandals that have made headlines around the world.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's been another murder of a woman in Iraq who was targeted for her lifestyle. John Clemens has more.
Former beauty queen and Instagram star with 2.7 million followers, 22-year-old Tara Fares, was gunned down while driving her Porsche convertible in central Baghdad. It's believed she was targeted by Islamic terrorists for her lifestyle that included Instagram pictures of her sporting tattoos, different hairstyles, all while wearing adventurous clothes. This latest murder in Iraq follows the shooting death of a woman's rights activist who was assassinated in Basra, shot dead while walking to her car.
During a CBS interview on Face the Nation, Iran's foreign minister, Javad Zarif, was asked to respond to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's claim that Iran has a secret atomic archive.
If he's concerned about Iran's nuclear program, the best way to make sure is the deal that he has done his best to undermine, because JCPOA, the nuclear deal, allows the IAEA the most intrusive inspections that are available in the world, and Iran accepted those intrusive inspections because we did not have anything to hide.
Zarif also says President Trump's threat of sanctions against European countries continuing to do business in Iran is unprecedented, comparing his behavior to that of a bully. He also said it's a possibility that Iran could restart its nuclear program. Senator Elizabeth Warren tells a town hall in Holyoke, Massachusetts, Saturday she would consider running for president and received a standing ovation.